What's up, movie fans? It's Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to my Audio Boom channel. Now, if you're listening to this on my blog or if you're listening to this on a cell phone or somewhere, I have a channel called audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and that's where I put all my movie reviews and my recap shows for some of the TV shows that I watch and I'm a big fan of and everything. So if, check that out if you get a chance. But if you're here, thank you very much. I just wanted to say that because a lot of y'all, well, not a lot, but some of y'all out there retweet and share my stuff and leave comments, and that's really cool. So let's talk about the next movie review that I'm going to talk about. I'm looking at it right here on my laptop. It's The Visit. Now, I just recently saw this. I believe it came out earlier in September, I believe, by the director of M. Night Shyamalan. I like that guy. I'm a big fan of M. Night, okay? Except for Last Airbender, okay? And I know there's a lot of my friends that are probably going to hear this and be like, Mike, some of the movies suck balls. You know what? It's not about... How do I put this? It's just, I admire the imagination, and I think that's what it is. It's the imagination of these movies. Lady in the Water, that was really cool, even though some people, well, actually, a lot of people that I know did not like it and thought it was stupid, but I just thought it was cool. And so I'm a big fan, except The Last Airbender. M. Night, if you're listening to this, I tried, man. I really did, but I just, Last Airbender didn't do it for me. So let's talk about The Visit. The movie is about two kids with their mom. And the mom finds out that she has recently been found by her parents. And her parents hit her up and say, we want you to come down and bring the kids. Well, the lady's like, I gotta work and I'm not feeling too comfortable because apparently some crap happened back when she was younger. And she sends off the kids. So the kids decide make a documentary of their first experience meeting their grandparents and how it is on their farm and all that stuff and everything else. So I think they're going there for a week. And once they get there, they're hanging out and everything seems pretty cool. And then all of a sudden weird shit starts happening at night. Grandma is running around the house, scratching on walls. If you've seen the commercial, I think she actually has one of the kids go into an oven and try to clean the inside of an oven. But yeah, and then crap really starts to happen. And then the mom gets, it's total chaos. And that's pretty much what the movie's about. I like this movie. Now, I know that there's some people out there that are probably like, you stupid. You know what? Let me tell you what I liked about it. One, let's put it this way. I am not a big fan of scary PG-13 movies. I'm not. And when I first found out about the movie, I was like, oh, this looks cool. And I saw the trailer's cool. And then it was a PG-13. I was like, oh, no. Why are they doing that to me? It's going to suck balls. But the cool thing about it was it didn't suck balls for PG-13. I mean, it had some jumpy parts. And the cool thing about it also was I love the fact that they didn't show a lot of the good stuff in the trailers. If you watch the trailers, I hate that. I hate when they show a ton of stuff in the trailers to kind of like really, really hook you. There's no need to. What they showed was, you know, come in the oven and clean my oven. That right there sold me. That got me. I was like, this old lady's trying to cook her granddaughter. So that was cool that even though it was PG-13, it hooked me, it got me, and it didn't show a lot of the stuff in the trailer. So kudos to that. What else did I like about the movie? Now, I know there's a lot of movies out there that do this, documentary firsthand, Blair Witch kind of project kind of thing where they're video camera, you know, they're videotaping their experience or their whatever, you know, and it's so obvious that it's a, you know, like a handheld movie, right? But I thought it was really creative to have these two kids get a video camera and decide, you know what, we're going to make a documentary of our experience with our grandparents. So that I thought that was really cool and creative, too. It wasn't just like, oh, little Bobby. Oh, I don't think his name's Bobby. I think his name is Tyler. Tyler, you know, and his sister, Becca, were just not like, oh, let's take a camera and let's videotape and let's see how crazy grandma and grandpa is. It wasn't even about that. You know, they actually go there, they film, and they actually do, like, certain scenes, and they interview their grandparents about their mom. So that was cool. That was creative. I like that. It sold me. Plus, the crap that Granny and everybody does that you're just like, what the hell? That was cool. Some freaky stuff and little jumpy parts. I saw it late at night, so that definitely added to the spookiness. But I don't even know that's a word, spookiness. Either way, but I thought it was a good movie. I enjoyed it for PG-13. I thought it was cool. I recommend it if you're into stuff like this, you know. But it's got its jumpy parts and grandparents, and yeah, there's some weirdness out there. And then the ending totally gets you. Like, it got me. Like, I was like, I didn't even see that coming, because you start piecing it together in the middle. You're like, wait a second, it's because. And then when you get clobbered over the head with it, you're like, oh, damn. So, yeah, it was a really good, suspenseful, freaky, what the hell kind of movie. And I enjoyed that. So if you like those kind of movies, if I even said any of those words that you like in a movie, you should check it out. Check it out and find out for yourself if you like it or not. All right. That is it for my review. And I think if I had to give it out of 1 out of 5 popcorns, I would probably give it 3.5. 3.5 out of 5 popcorns for this. Yeah, it's a worthy watch. I know my friend Sharita, she actually writes for my blog, iWatchMike.com, and she saw it. So if you want to check out her review after you hear this one, check it out on my blog, iWatchMike.com. Coolio, people, and that is it. I already told you my blog. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy, and check out my Facebook page, iWatchMike. That is it. Have a great weekend. Hope everybody had a great Christmas. New Year's is around the corner. While you're here, if you're here, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Go there and surf around the stuff. You're here on Movie Talk. Listen to this movie review. Check out some of my other shows. The Walking Dead, Fear of the Walking Dead, Arrow, The Flash. I am a little behind on some of the shows, but I am going to catch up. I promise. So that's it, y'all. Have a good one. Peace out.